The papal visit to Philadelphia will be a once-in-a-lifetime moment for many in our region, but it will also interfere with other important life moments, for example, getting married. Many couples jettison their plans to tie the knot while Pope Francis is in town. WHYY's arts and culture reporter Peter Crimmins tagged along with one couple, though, that's sticking to their nuptials.
Francesca Fiore and her fiancé, Matt Kaczynski, were being so good. They started making wedding plans 18 months in advance. Last year, they nailed down the location for an outdoor ceremony at Aubrey Arboretum in Germantown for Saturday, September 26th.
We were ahead of the game. We were being very proactive.
Yeah, for once, we were really on top of things.
That is Fiore's mother, Stephanie, who remembers when it all started to unravel.
I remember distinctly that the Pope made his announcement, and we were on our way back from Montreal when he made his announcement, and we were frantically online and calling hotels and all kinds, because all of a sudden it dawned on us that, this could be a problem.
Scores of couples planning a Philadelphia wedding moved their date away from Pope weekend, but Fiore and Kaczynski dug in. Their plans were set, deposit checks already cashed. While the Arboretum location is not inside the security zone to be erected during the papal visit, travel restrictions will cause ripple effects throughout the region. So for starters, with the Schuylkill Expressway closed, how will 140 guests from Westchester and New Jersey get into Germantown? Also, the caterer will not be able to use its own kitchen. Stephen Dyke is the catering manager at Day by Day.
Our restaurant is at 21st and Sampson, which is dead in the center of the block. No fly zone, if you will. So we've made arrangements to use a fellow caterer's commissary, which is in this area, and we'll be able to get all our product up here on Thursday before they close the city down.
We're leaving double time to get here.
Absolutely.
Dyke recently met with Fiore and her mother at the Aubrey Arboretum for their final walkthrough.
We're going to stand here, and then there's going to be, I think, two trumpeters.
The wedding will not be religious. There's no minister, no rabbi, not even a justice of the peace. But there will be musical accompaniment.
Yeah, my friend Mark is playing ukulele and singing, and then they are going to play trump. There's going to be two trumpeters to accompany him.
The family of the groom will congregate in Howell, New Jersey, the family of the bride in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and each will take buses to the Arboretum. Charter buses that had been blocked off for papal pilgrims have suddenly become available at the last minute. So that takes care of transportation. As for accommodations, Stephanie, the mother of the bride, scrambled to find beds for the guests.
I emailed my neighborhood. And I said to my neighborhood, help, Francesca's getting married and we have nowhere to put guests. Is anyone willing to open up their homes? And we got 30 beds in my neighborhood. They're the best neighbors in the world. I mean, I just remember sitting at my desk that day and seeing the emails come in and feeling really emotional about it. Like, oh my God, they just saved my life.
The Fiores realized that Pope hysteria is contained to Philadelphia. They said guests coming in from outside this region took little notice of the papal visit until the last minute.
Oh my goodness.
Can I tell this? It started out, they were sort of like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. People were coming from Maryland, Connecticut, New Jersey. They were not understanding the gravity of the situation. So you were sort of telling them, you know, you're gonna really wanna book. I was worried about this.
My concern, I got actually, my family was emailing me, oh my goodness, what are we gonna do? How are we gonna get around? Where are we gonna stay? What are we gonna do? I was concerned, because Francesca was on that email, that it would really stress her out. And so I just was sort of, okay guys, we're gonna handle it. It's all gonna be fine. We're working on it. Let's remember, it's going to be a happy occasion, and let's try to keep this, like, upbeat. It's okay. Flexibility is important in this situation. Now it's calmed down, but I will say the summer was a high-stress time.
There was a lot of panic.
The Fiore-Kaczynski wedding echoes what the mayor of Philadelphia has been saying for months. Have a plan. Everything will take longer than you expected, and it's going to be a day to remember. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.